I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
Sometimes it's darkest before the dawn, and there are two good signs for optimism today.
That's Democratic Senator Charles Schumer this morning on the Today Show, pointing to the fact that Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is in talks with the White House for the first time, and House leader John Boehner has called members back to work on Sunday, meaning maybe a deal will be struck to avoid the fiscal cliff. But wait, here's Republican Senator Bob Corker on CBS about today's meeting at the White House with President Obama and congressional leaders.
This afternoon's meeting feels much to me like optics to make it look like we're doing something.
Jake Sherman is congressional reporter for Politico on Capitol Hill. Jake, which is it? Any progress or just optics?
There's really motion, but not much movement is the best way to think of it. Yes, members are coming back into town. Members of Congress, members of the House of Representatives will be in town Sunday. The Senate is in today and over the weekend a little bit, but the gap still remains very wide between the two parties and between the two sides, and time is short to bridge that gap.
You mentioned the time. I just want to jump in. Democratic leader Harry Reid says time has essentially run out, but the Washington Post writes that's what lawmakers say just to get the other side to blink first. So has time run out?
Oftentimes that's right, but in this case, time is actually extraordinarily short. There's only a few days left in the year, and the House is not going to vote on any fiscal cliff package until Monday, until New Year's Eve, after they've had a chance to talk with all of their members about a potential deal. And we have to keep in mind, there is no deal in the offing yet. There's nothing close. They're just meeting for the first time. So bridging that gap is going to be very, very difficult.
Well, what about this news yesterday, outgoing Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, who created a frenzy by posting a note on Facebook from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying there was going to be an offer from the White House, White House officials talking with aides to McConnell. What was that?
White House aides were talking to McConnell's aides for sure, and they're all going to the White House today to discuss potential ways to bridge these differences. But the White House remains interested in a deal that extends tax rates for folks below $250,000, income below $250,000, and Republicans are more in the neighborhood of $400,000 to $500,000. So they're still very far apart. And Scott Brown might have jumped the gun a little bit. He heard about a deal to go to the White House, not to extend tax rates.
Well, your colleague Jonathan Allen is writing about something we touched on yesterday, that both sides have reasons not to make a deal. Republicans can then blame President Obama for a big tax increase, which they can then vote to cut. Democrats can do that as well, but they also then don't have to, you know, slash Medicare or Social Security to arrive at a deal in the next couple of days. They can then, you know, form their own deal in the first couple of weeks of January. Is there that sense, though, now that each is going to spend more time blaming the other?
I think top Republicans and Democrats on both sides see going over the cliff as a possibility and could be helpful. I mean, the one thing that everybody's talking about on Capitol Hill is January 2nd and January 3rd, when the markets begin reacting to no deal, how that will affect negotiations. A lot of people think that that's a positive sign. If the stock market drops a couple hundred points, members of Congress will be more likely and more apt to bend and to cut a deal.
Or if people start seeing their paychecks. I want to go over what's at stake, what will end with automatic tax increases. The two-year payroll tax holiday, that was supposed to expire, but it cut 2% of payroll. The earned income tax credit, which gives aids to the working poor, and the child credit, that tax break. Also, the American Opportunity Credit, which helps families pay for college. The AMT, this is the alternative minimum tax. It was meant to tax top earners, but without an inflation adjustment, it was hitting the middle class. It was supposed to be fixed. It won't be. And the Bush tax cuts will expire over the course of 2013. Nonpartisan groups say the average American will see $3,500 more in taxes. Just briefly, Jake, when that starts showing up in the paychecks in a couple weeks, lawmakers will hear that.
Oh, absolutely. Just like TARP, when the market started going down, you started seeing savings accounts shrink and retirement accounts shrink. Members of Congress were called to task and eventually passed the deal. So that's kind of what members of Congress are looking at right now for an impetus to get a deal, for an action-forcing event to finally get over the finish line and strike a deal.
Happy New Year. Jake Sherman, congressional reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.